Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, Trevor. Don't call me back. Just text me and tell me about my grade. What grade? My grade on my football life at the moment. Now, we did this a couple weeks ago, and now a couple more weeks have passed, and here I am, full of optimism, and that's with being down 49 points to the dude I'm tied in first with in my fantasy football league, okay? This is huge. 2 more weeks left in the season, and I'm already down 50, and that's because of who? CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard. Hey, CeeDee Lamb, one of the most athletic athletes in the world right now. It feels like that. For real. What a spectacle. A big reason why Michael Irvin never wanted his number retired was for reasons like that. To see greatness with the same number he wore still be produced. And then because of it, have people remember him, the great Michael Irvin. CeeDee Lamb reminds people in a way different way, than that dude, one of the best receivers of all time. I'm telling you, CeeDee Lamb, again, one of the best athletes. Athletes, okay? Pure athletes in North America. But yeah, not on my team, actually kind of killing me. And again, I'm optimistic. Why? Because I'm full of love, 5-6. Jordan Love, I think he's played pretty good all season. The fundamentals, the technique, the progress, the potential, the risk taken, okay? In a developmental year, replacing Aaron Rodgers, I think he's doing just fine, and now he's playing really well, and he has a chance, a big chance, to do something pretty fucking special, and that's get the Packers into a real playoff position and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, a team who he actually started against during one of those COVID seasons, right? Aaron Rodgers out with a COVID toe / lying about his COVID protocol type-ish. Was he lying? I don't think he was lying. If he hears that I just said that, he will assassinate me, okay? He does not like people putting BS in his story, okay? Because of Aaron Rodgers and whatever his relationship was with COVID years ago and still very much is, he got suspended back in the day and Jordan Love had to play a start and he was pretty boring in a big time start, but his team was in the game for 95% of it. That's gotta show for something, right? I think so. This is a big moment. Can he do it? Probably not. Will he do it? Hell fucking yeah. Come on, man. I'm loyal. I'm a loyal dog. And that's the love of my life. What? Pause. What? That's my quarterback. I think the Packers are making the playoffs. And I think the Packers are beating Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift and the Chiefs. And I'm hearing the noise too, man. Some people thinking Taylor Swift ruining Travis Kelce. I don't think it's true. And I somewhat get it, but I'm too much of a Travis Kelce fan to put that out there in the air, okay? This guy won me my only fantasy football championship way back in the day. And for that, I'm forever loyal too. For real. Talk about being one of the best athletes in the world at the moment. But right, we said that about CeeDee Lamb. Yo, Travis Kelce, by the time it's all said and done, real talk, playing that sport, playing that position, top 500, top 350, top 200 athlete of all time in North America, probably. Probably. Lastly, how about your Seahawks, man? Crumbling, thanks to Geno Smith. But are they out of it? I don't think so. And that kind of pains me to say, but I'm done doubting the Seattle Seahawks, okay? There's something about them. I feel as if they're going to scrap and fight it out and barely miss the playoffs. Okay, a lot of people are thinking that they're going to just fall out of this race courtesy of the Eagles and the 49ers coming up next. But again, they're scrappy. They're going to figure this out and again, ultimately not make the playoffs. All right, now I'm just rambling and annoying you, but I felt as if this was important, okay? Tell me how my football life is going. And maybe one day answer my fucking calls, okay? Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you listen to this, but hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Good morning.